From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Four hospitals come under attack. The United Nations says nearly 50 people were killed in missile attacks on medical facilities in northern Syria Monday. A 30-bed hospital run by Doctors Without Borders was destroyed. Three other medical facilities were damaged by what rebels say were targeted airstrikes by the Assad regime. The UN envoy to Syria is making an unannounced visit to Damascus for talks on implementing a ceasefire set to start later this week. Stefan de Mistura arrived late Monday in the Syrian capital. Turkey is conducting a third consecutive day of cross-border airstrikes on Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. It is warning of a harsh response if Kurdish-led forces do not retreat from their positions near the border. The Kurdish YPG militia has taken over large amounts of territory from Islamist rebels along Syria's border with Turkey in recent days. That advance has alarmed Turkey, which accuses the group of having links to the PKK, a Kurdish rebel group viewed as a terrorist group by Turkey. U.S. President Barack Obama is set to welcome the leaders of all 10 Association of Southeast Asian Nations to California for a summit meeting. Mr. Obama and the ASEAN leaders will meet for 2 days discussing a wide range of issues. Territorial disputes in the South China Sea, China's increasing activities in the sea will be a key topic. Leaders were also discussing the situation in North Korea. European Union foreign ministers say they are prepared to increase economic sanctions on Burundi, which has been in a political crisis since President Pierre Nkurunziza won a third term last July. EU ministers say they will not suspend humanitarian aid to Burundi. This is VOA News.